Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on. Responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. They should open the show by saying, Sir Wayne Allen Root. I am now Sir, knighted on Sunday night. Chris, okay. Every time I bring up that I'm Sir, Wayne Root, he plays the music loud. Because he wants to drown me out. The Irish don't like hearing the word Sir. It scares them. Reminds them of thousands of years of British dominance. We have fun here. We have a lot of fun here. If you guys ever heard what we talked about in the breaks, you would pay extra. Trust me, you'd pay big money to hear just the Wayne Root Radio Show in the breaks only, because we have a great time. Some of the biggest news stories today, obviously, a man planning to break into Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home and kill him was arrested today, thank God. But it's pretty clear that Democrats have stirred the pot and encouraged the assassination of anyone who disagrees with their views, especially Supreme Court justices. Very clear. Once again, Saul Alinsky, look in the mirror. Whatever you see, blame the other guy. They're the ones that encourage violence, rioting, looting, and murder on the streets of America with Black Lives Matter and Antifa. And they're the ones encouraging lone wolf nutcases to kill Supreme Court justices who vote against abortion. This is why the 2020 election wasn't overturned. No judge, no federal judge in America had the balls, the cojones, the courage, and no Supreme Court justice had the courage to overturn the election for fear they'd be killed. Their house would be burned to the ground, and them and their family would burn to death, or their children would be stomped to death in high school. Never would their life be the same if they voted to overturn the election of a Democrat president. You're looking at Exhibit A, why the election was never overturned. So here's the story. The man arrested in the assassination attempt of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, and he won't be the last, he was only the first, told authorities he planned to break into Kavanaugh's home in Maryland, kill the justice, and then kill himself. The incident started when the man was dropped off by a taxi in front of Kavanaugh's home. These are normal people, carrying a backpack and a suitcase, but was deterred by the presence of two U.S. Marshals and walked away from the house. The man allegedly called 911 to report he was suicidal, had a firearm with him, had traveled from California to kill a Supreme Court justice. He was soon taken into custody by the Montgomery County Police without incident while still on the phone with 911. These are not exactly Navy SEALs. These are not exactly CIA material. These are the activists of the Democrat Party with no brains, with crap for brains. You know, they're vying with their leader and hero and visionary, Joe Biden, to see who's got the most brains. And the winner is probably Joe Biden. Police seized the backpack and suitcase the man had with him. He's since been charged in federal court with attempted murder of a United States Supreme Court justice. And now here's the groups that encourage all this, the pro-abortion group that gave out the home address of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh and led protest at his Maryland home last month, issued a statement Wednesday morning downplaying the arrest of an armed man near Kavanaugh's home overnight who was intent on killing Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh. The group is called Ruth Sent Us. Boy, that sounds a lot like like a horror film, did Ruth Ginsburg sent us, posted their statement to Twitter. We are committed to nonviolence. We are committed to nonviolence. Fundamentalists will talk nonstop about how our peaceful protest inspired this rather than the daily mass murders in America. Oh, what was this weapon the California man had? If it was a gun or even a knife, police would say so. This is what they're actually saying in their press release. The guy called up the police and said, I'm here to murder a Supreme Court justice, and they're downplaying and making it like it's no big deal. Unbelievable. However, at the same time the would-be assassin was on location in front of Kavanaugh's home, Ruth sent us, this is the group, Ruth sent us, tweeted an ominous message. CBS News reports a 911 call for a suspicious man near Kavanaugh's home came in at 1:15 a.m. The Supreme Court said he was arrested at 1:50 a.m. Ruth sent us, tweeted this at 1:27 a.m. We have been and will continue to put in the work. We need to eject one corrupt theocrat from our court, chase just one win, witness one elite white man punished and discarded for his crimes, and then we can build on that. Wow. Wow. Half an hour before that, the peaceful protest group, I put that in quotation marks, posted a cartoon inciting violence at the protests at justices' homes. The cartoon shows a sexist man being violently maimed. Whew. I'm telling you right now, folks, what did I say on this show? Just 24 hours ago, I said they're not going to rest until a Supreme Court justice or a member of their family is murdered. I said those exact words on this show. And that's exactly what this guy was intending to do. And Joe Biden sends kind of a dark signal. Biden has not issued a formal statement. Joe Biden and his team at the White House have sent a dark signal on how important they believe is the attempted assassination of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Biden has not issued a formal statement nor have had any comments condemning the attempted assassination. White House has posted nothing on Twitter account. Nothing. Incredibly, Biden spoke to reporters for a minute Wednesday at Joint Base Andrews after the news broke and said nothing about the attempt on Kavanaugh's life. The president said, I've got a brief message. I'm going to make it if I can. I think the voters sent a clear message last night. Both parties have to step up and do something about crime as well as gun violence. Really? Because as far as I know, progressives lost everything last night, and Trump won everything he endorsed last night. So I'm not sure where both parties got a message last night. The only tweet on the POTUS account so far Wednesday is a political attack on Republicans. Congressional Republicans want to raise taxes on working families by $1,500 and put Medicare, Social Security, and Medicaid on the chopping block. I disagree. And I'll work with anyone to deliver real savings to the American people, not to take money out of your pocket. I don't know where they get that from. Last I checked, Republicans don't even want to touch Social Security and Medicare. They're scared to death of their own shadow. So, Joe Biden really did not ever go near the topic of someone trying to kill a Supreme Court justice. Amazing. What a country we're living in. Just disgusting. Matter of fact, in the last few days, I heard a couple of IRS stories that made the hair on the back of my head stand up. Actually, tax stories. One was an IRS story, and the other one was a state of California franchise tax board story. But we're living in a country where people just take your money, and you can never get it back again. It was taken illegally, and you can never get it back. If I told you the story, you wouldn't even believe it. I'll try and get to it sometime in the next couple of days. Joe Biden trips while boarding Air Force One again. 79-year-old Joe Biden tripped walking up the stairs to Air Force One. Even MSNBC said it appears as though the president did have a trip up there again. Biden tried jogging up the stairs to Air Force One and fell hard on his knee. At first he appeared to trip on a step and quickly caught himself. Then he tripped a second time, used his hand to break the fall, but he couldn't pull himself up. The third stumble took Biden out, and he was completely down on his knees. It's the biggest embarrassment in the history of the United States and maybe in world history. We've elected a dummy as president of the United States. No brains, no physical skills left. A poster boy for dementia. Incredible. And also under the category of incredible, in far left, so far left they're in Uranus, San Francisco kicked out their far left DA, Chesa Boudin, the son of terrorists, by the way, the son of domestic terrorists, was voted out of office, even in San Francisco. The radical, far-left district attorney that was put in office by George Soros was successfully voted out of office by recall. It turns out even the people of blue, deep blue San Francisco have limits when it comes to out-of-control crime. And Bowden is now has the distinction of being too far left, even for San Francisco. San Francisco DA Chesa Boudin lost a recall. It's the latest loud signal that voters' appetites for reform is softening amid a nationwide spike in violent crime. Boudin first took office in early 2020, ran on a slew of progressive promises, including to end cash bail, stop the practice of prosecuting children as adults, and offer defendants the chance to enter a rehabilitation program rather than prison. The result of all these scumbag, radical communist DAs is their towns are killing zones. Killing zones. New York City police, New York City now a killing zone. Used to be the safest big city in America under Giuliani and pretty close to that under Bloomberg. But as soon as Democrats take over, they can't make the trains run on time and they can't stop old women from being murdered. New York City police arrest man after he throws a 52-year-old woman onto the subway tracks in an unprovoked attack. 30-year-old Bronx man, remember I grew up on the Bronx borderline, arrested Tuesday afternoon after being caught on surveillance camera throwing a helpless woman onto the tracks. Theodore Ellis, arrested and charged with first-degree assault, first-degree reckless endangerment. Security cameras captured the horrifying moment when the suspect lifted a 52-year-old woman from a New York City subway platform and threw her onto the train tracks. This is life in New York City when Democrats run the show. Hold on to your pocketbook, hold on to your wallet, hold on to your purse, and try and pray that you get home alive. Because Democrats are in charge, and Soros has paid for the DAs. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Hey, this is Al Robertson with my dad, Phil. One of the things that we've noticed is, you know, people start losing their hair many times early in life. Now, Dad, you managed to hang on to yours. Have you got some secret?
Yeah, get on this keep, sir. You'll be a hairy guy like me.
I've got a little gap coming up on top of mine, so I know the hair loss sometimes can be a touchy subject with guys, and so what Keeps does is help you hang on to your hair. It's clinically proven. It's FDA approved. They have hair treatments available online. They have a physician there who's going to make sure you get the right product for you, make sure it's safe. There's no waiting rooms. There's no pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. That's half the cost. If you have any questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. So if you're a little tired of those balding jokes, go to keeps.com/Phil. 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Phil. PHIL. Keeps.com/Phil. Hang on to your hair.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches
They're real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off Decisive Action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. Energized Health had a big part in my metamorphosis. I'll be 61 next month. 61. And I look fantastic and I feel fantastic. I look better when I was 50. I lost actually better than 49 12 years ago when I took a picture with Steve Forbes. I look much better now. I lost 25 pounds of fat, almost all of it dangerous inner body visceral fat around my organs, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days, and now 19 months later, I look and feel the best of my life. I'll be on this program forever because it's simple, easy, and it works. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, click on the red button, and watch the masterclass video, and then book a call with one of their amazing coaches, EnergizedHealth.com. Their coaches are real people, just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you learn the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration. Those are the life game changers. Make sure you tell them Wayne Root sent you. You'll get the WAR 40% off Decisive Action discount. Wayne sent you 40% off. Your life will never be the same. And 40% off. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. And speaking of health, new story just in. Doctors seek answers to why healthy young people are dying suddenly and unexpectedly from a mysterious syndrome. People aged under the age of 40 being urged to go and get their hearts checked. Whatever could that be? If you've been listening to my show for months, can you guess what that might be? May potentially be at risk of having sudden adult death syndrome. SADS. Sudden adult death syndrome. That's an umbrella term to describe unexpected deaths in young people. People under age 40 are being urged to have their hearts checked at risk of SADS. It's been fatal for all kinds of people, regardless of their whether they maintain a fit and healthy lifestyle. It's an umbrella term to describe unexpected deaths in young people, said the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, most commonly occurring in people under 40. Of course, if you're post-mortem, the term's used when a post-mortem cannot find an obvious case of death, but of course, if your post-mortem includes every cause known to science except the death vax, in other words, the COVID vax that's killing so many young people and athletes and politicians and actors and actresses and rock stars, then maybe it's completely explicable. It's not inexplicable. I can explain it to anyone. The vaccine destroys your heart, and the vaccine gives you VADS. Vaccine version of AIDS. So if your kids or relatives, nephews, nieces took the death vax, is that the trademark, death vax? And they had an unexplained death, and you also complied with the death vax, you'd better see a cardiologist real quick. And then here's another story. Americans keep getting reinfected with the death vax, induced VADS symptoms as new VADS variants emerge, data shows. Despite a rather unpleasant bout with COVID-19 this past January, Jennifer McDonald was relieved to think she and her family could finally return to normal with a strong immune system stemming from the vaccine and a past infection. We have been cautious, but once we got COVID, we thought we're good, said McDonald, who lives in Illinois. We were vaccinated. We were boosted. We had natural immunity, too. We thought we didn't need to wear a mask. Gee, she's a smart one. However, 4 months later, she met with an unwelcome surprise when she awoke in the middle of the night to a high-grade fever and a sore throat. I was so sick, McDonald said. Poor, deaf cultist Jennifer has bought fully into the logic-bending psychop of COVID-19 vaccines, trust the science narrative. She even believes in masks like they do anything for a germ that's smaller than the hole in your mask, you moron! God, these people are so ignorant! For some, there is truly no hope of ever appreciating what is playing out right in front of them. They're all in, no matter the reality on the ground or in their bodies. When he told me I was positive for COVID-19 again, I thought, you got to be kidding me, McDonald said. I thought, 6 months, I'm good. I didn't need to wear a mask. We were at like a whole bunch of sporting events at parties without masks. Oh, she's a bold one, isn't she? She really believes that you're 95% protected from Big Pharma and CDC lies of masking and lockdowns and those wonderful vaccines. Wait till she finds out her immune system's gone and she's going to be sick 5 times a year for the rest of her life, as long as that life is, before her heart explodes from vaccine-induced heart attack, or she has a stroke, or a blood clot goes to her lungs or her brain, or she dies of cancer all over her body, which is happening in such large numbers. There are whistleblowers saying cancer's up 2,000% in the United States since the vaccine came around. Wake up, folks.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Tuesday, she testified before the House. On Wednesday, she testified before the Senate Finance Committee. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen telling lawmakers that despite current headwinds, the economy remains on solid footing. the secretary telling lawmakers that the Biden administration is working hard to mitigate the pain that all Americans are feeling at the gas pump and the grocery store.
To dampen inflationary pressures without undermining the strength of the labor market, an appropriate budgetary stance is needed to complement monetary policy actions by the Federal Reserve.
A report says the National Guard will be deployed in and around Washington, D.C. soon to deal with potential violence surrounding the Roe v. Wade abortion case. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The Root is on fire here on USA Radio Network and my flagship station, AM 670 in Las Vegas. Kudos to them as well. Coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas and broadcast all over these United States by USA. Goldgate Capital is the sponsor of this segment. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. The company I recommend is Goldgate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers today. Call now at toll-free. 855-770-GOLD. Tell them Wayne Root sent you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order, 855-770-GOLD. Goldgate Capital. Megan Barth is with us. She is always Radio Gold. How do you like that for a segue? See, that's a good one. Megan Barth is the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Her website is ReaganBabe.com. Megan, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Well, thank you very much. That was a very creative segue. I appreciate that.
She always delivers Radio Gold. See, that's good.
Yes.
That's really good stuff. All right.
And the Nevada Globe Gold. Try to say that.
Nevada Globe Gold. All right. Nevada Globe Gold. The Supreme Court today got a little surprise when a guy went to murder, assassinate one of the justices, Kavanaugh. Any thought on that one? I know I've been saying on the radio openly for weeks now that Democrats will not rest until some nut job murders a Supreme Court justice or a member of their family or burns their house down, and them and their whole family will die. They're just waiting for that to happen, and today it almost happened.
Well, yeah, and I have to think that the leak from the Supreme Court, which I don't understand what has taken so long to find out who the leaker was. You only have a handful of candidates that could be leakers. That leaked the decision, or at least the summary of the decision or potential decision that the Supreme Court will make on Roe v. Wade. And they did that with the intent to actually cause this much violence and destruction and angst and protests. Even Chuck Schumer, right after the leak, took to the dais and threatened Brett Kavanaugh and other conservative justices with violence. And so the violence that we see on the streets, whether it is Brett Kavanaugh's life and family's life being threatened by some nut job in California who was carrying guns, a hammer, and a whole variety of weapons and a suitcase and a backpack, whether it's from him or whether it was the violence we saw on the street.
Are you, Megan, we lost you. There you go. There you go. We lost you for a minute. I don't know what happened, but we lost about 10 seconds or so. Good. Pick it up.
It is always the violent rhetoric, whether it's coming from Schumer or Maxine Waters or Nancy Pelosi or Kamala Harris or even Joe Biden. The leadership of the Democrat Party is always encouraging their mentally ill supporters to do violent acts just like this. So it comes
right.
as no surprise. That this threat got so close to Brett Kavanaugh's house because that is exactly what the Democrat leadership encouraged.
Well, it's Saul Alinsky. Look in the mirror. Whatever you see, blame the other guy. Whatever they're doing, they blame us for it. And so even a NFL coach, the Washington Commanders defensive coordinator, Jack Del Rio, used to be the head coach of several teams. Jack Del Rio said today that I looked at images on TV, and he's talking about the summer of 2020. People's livelihoods destroyed. Businesses burned down. Cities burned down. No problem. Then we have a dust-up at the Capitol. Nothing burned down, and we're going to make that a major deal. It's the same thing. Their people go out and do major things, and they ignore it, and the media ignores it or downplays it, and then something happens with a conservative. They're speeding 68 in a 65 zone, and that's like the death penalty. It's just everything is so absurd, Megan, that you can't even believe this is the country we're living in. How about Peter Navarro being arrested? For what? In handcuffs and leg irons in a prison cell. For what? Nothing.
Well, right. And of course, the Democrats will say, well, this is what happens when you defy a congressional subpoena. Well, that's funny. I don't remember Eric Holder being arrested at an airport, put in handcuffs and leg shackles and thrown in jail for hours upon end when he would defied and when he was charged with contempt of Congress. So, you know, we obviously, and you and I have talked ad nauseum about the two systems of justice here. And that's exactly what this represents. The Democrats have weaponized the federal government against anybody that should rise up against them and their ideology. They are turning political thought into hate crimes. They are turning political protests into insurrections. And they are turning basically the whole conservative movement into a organized crime syndicate so they can punish those through the heavy hand of law and find judges as they judge shop in order to do their bidding. This is the actions of dictatorships, of banana republics. And this is exactly who the Democrat Party is. They are authoritarians in nature. They're totalitarians in ideology. And they are Marxists by education.
And tyrants. I think that's another word that fits them.
I probably missed that one. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, tyrants. And most people don't know, of course, when you talk about Nazis, they say, oh, Nazis were right-wingers. Nazis and Hitler were the Nationalist Socialist Party of Germany. They were socialists. They were not right-wingers. They were left. And that's there's this need in leftists to control everything about everyone's life and disarm you and leave you helpless, make government the sole provider in your life, which makes you a serf, which makes you a slave, which makes you indentured to government. That's their goal. But let's talk for a minute. Let's switch gears to the Second Amendment and gun control, because here's a story I knew nothing about. You say the Nevada State Treasurer will divest in companies that manufacture and sell assault weapons. I didn't even know this story. Here I am in Las Vegas. What a horrible treasurer we've got. Wow. Just more of the left trying to influence our behavior.
Right. And our treasurer is named Zach Conine. He is not a generational Nevadan. He moved here, of course, from some liberal state, found his way into being a lawyer for one of the unions or many unions in this state. And he announced last week on June 3rd that he would be divesting state funds that have been invested in companies that manufacture or distribute or sell weapons of war and assault weapons. He basically said if an asset cannot be sold profitably, we will hold it until maturity and then never buy it again. It affects approximately $89 million that is subject to divestment. He added, managing risk to Nevada's taxpayers is my responsibility, and the moral risk is more than I'm willing to bear. Don't we all have a right to go to places without living in fear? Well, I find the timing of this morality statement very interesting in the sense that the largest mass shooting in our country's history occurred just months before, a year before he was elected and seated as treasurer. And that was the Las Vegas Route 91 Festival massacre, which occurred on October 1st, 2017. Never did the treasurer make the largest mass shooting in our country's history a means to divest into companies that produce, manufacture, or distribute, sell weapons of war and assault weapons. He's using the Uvalde shooting, which we now know as the time goes on, the police, it was a lack of enforcement, number one, as far as the rule of law is concerned. And number two, it was a lack of police response. They did absolutely nothing. They were trained to do something, and they chose to do absolutely nothing.
And no security at the school. There was, I mean, if there was, it certainly wasn't there. You know, if there is a security guard at the school, there was no one there to stop them from walking into the school, to stop this guy from walking in. So, I mean, again, I think the issue has never been about guns. As a matter of fact, I put out a 12-point lessons that I learned from the shooting at the Uvalde school in Texas, and it was just retweeted a couple of days ago by Huckabee, former Governor Huckabee of Arkansas, said, listen to Wayne Root. He's got 12 great ideas and lessons learned about guns. It has nothing to do with the guns, you know, and so the major battle for me that I get out of this, Megan, is just so simply, you know, if I don't drink, right, I've never drank in my life, ever, and yet if some guy who's drunk gets in his car and kills five people, runs into a crowd, kills five people, that means that all the people in America who don't drink in their car and or like me don't drink at all, we should all be punished and not have cars anymore. That would be the logic. Every time a nut job with a gun kills someone,
I'm a guy, a good guy with a gun. What has it got to do with me? Nothing. You can't take my guns away and punish me because a bad guy or a mentally ill guy does. What's it got to do with me? Nothing.
Well, and here we have a bunch of measly, squishy Republicans that think that they're going to do some sort of bipartisan deal with the commie Democrats in order to come with new gun laws or even consider red flag laws. Well, let me ask you something. Are the same people that are denying me freedom of speech, conservatives' freedom of speech, who have jailed conservatives indefinitely, it seems, in a jail in D.C. for protesting, for simple trespassing, some of them, who have deplatformed and defunded, basically given them no means in a way to make any money because they said something wrong or they said something against transgenderism, whatever the case is, are these the same people that have brought so much pain onto conservatives through their totalitarian ethos that all of a sudden they're going to determine what is a red flag?
Well, and why would you want to compromise and do a deal with those people? They're attacking your own voters and trying to destroy our lives. Megan, when we get back, I want to ask you about the importance of election integrity in the upcoming election, although I have great doubts. I think we've tightened up election integrity someplace around the country, but not in Nevada. And I'd like to know what you think, because I know that's your area of expertise. Wayne Allyn, back in a minute with Megan Barth. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgan's. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, welcome back to the show. Sir, Wayne Allyn-Root at your disposal. Chris. Every time I say that, he makes the music loud. He can't stand it. The Irish can't stand it. When you're knighted, it's like an Irish thing, you know? Hey, here's a Daily Mail headline. Staring at your phone too long can kill you. Researchers warn that eye damage caused by screen time can hurt the rest of your body's organs as well and even lead to a shortened lifespan. I'll be dead in a week if that's true.
Wow.
Stare at my phone all day long. Liberty Projects. Are you there? You there, Chris? It's so quiet. I didn't even know we were on. The music just went dead. You went from loud to dead. Liberty Projects is a sponsor of this show. Liberty Projects has a golf tournament, their annual golf tournament, in 48 hours. This Friday, June 10th, their annual golf tournament at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. If you're listening to me in Las Vegas or near Las Vegas, visit vetsandhorses.com and sign up for the golf tournament. You'll have a great time, and 100% of all proceeds are used for the program to help vets and training and rescuing wild Mustangs. So if you like veterans, if you like animals, boom, vetsandhorses.com. If you're listening to this ad anywhere else in the United States, because this show is nationally syndicated and lots of people listen in all 50 states, then you're not going to come to Vegas just for a golf tournament, I'm guessing, but you could still contribute to vetsandhorses.com, so please do that, vetsandhorses.com. It is my favorite charity, and they're having the big tournament in 48 hours, their annual golf tournament, June 10th, Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada, this Friday. Help support this great organization and enjoy a great day of golf, vetsandhorses.com. Okay, we're back with Megan Barth. Megan, I told you that we were, I'm curious. It's not just my audience. I'm curious because I know you study election integrity and in particular Nevada election integrity. Personally, I think Republicans will do well all over the United States. They'll always be rigging. There'll always be lies and fraud and illegals voting and people voting with mail-in ballots. It's going to be shenanigans, but in general, we should win, I don't know, 60-plus House seats and take back the Senate if all goes well, if all goes well. We don't have, some sort of World War III or martial law if Democrats are that scared of a defeat. But in Nevada, I don't have high hopes because I just think they've legalized for life mail-in balloting and ballot harvesting because they intend to steal every election forevermore. So I don't know how you overcome that. What say ye? You study election integrity in Nevada. What do you say?
Or if we have another pandemic.
Right. Well, that's the mail-in voting. Yeah, right.
Well, right. And the pandemic was, personally, I believe, created in order to impact the elections and change our whole entire election system across the country, where people, you know, were mailing in their votes, where ballot harvesting was legalized. And Nevada specifically, ballot harvesting was a felony a year ago. And under the guise of COVID, under an emergency authorization, basically, they passed with Democratic control mail-in balloting as well as ballot harvesting. There are quote-unquote limitations on how many ballots can be harvested. But again, when you have drop boxes indiscriminately scattered throughout a very large county like Clark County, there really is no chain of custody any longer with these drop boxes. And that's really what this comes down to, is the chain of custody of a ballot. We also have reduced signature verification, whereby the minimum signature verification threshold, according to the machines, weren't even used in the last Nevada election. We still have the same registrar of Clark County, which is Joe Gloria. He admitted that in certain local elections that there were anomalies that he just could not understand. Yet the Democrats who control the commissions, who control the legislature, basically ignored those anomalies and certified the election. And giving, you know, a close election, for example, like a commissioner election here in Las Vegas.
Stavros
Anthony lost by 10 votes. We had April Becker, who's running against Susie Lee in Congressional District 3, lose by 600 votes. She challenged that election, but of course, judges didn't want to hear it. And so what the Democrats have done in Nevada, you're exactly right, is basically legalized fraud, legalized theft. They have legalized fraud. They have broken down so indiscriminately and dangerously the chain of custody of ballots. And they did that for a reason. Look, if ballot harvesting and mail-in balloting, or ballot harvesting specifically, quite frankly, if it helped Republicans, they would have never passed it. If it gave Republicans even the slightest advantage, or even if it evened out the playing field, they wouldn't pass it. And they did. So ballot harvesting is a huge threat. It should be illegal as it was a year ago. It is not. And so what happens now is that the Nevada GOP, as well as the county GOPs, have to get organized just as well as the Democrats, learn their tricks, and ballot harvest.
Right, they do. But, I mean, so do you have high hopes? What are your feelings knowing, you know, you're here locally, the Nevada Globe, you know what's going on. Do you think Republicans can win this year, especially high-profile races, governor, U.S. Senate, Congress?
Well, the only thing that we have going for us is in a midterm election and a horrible economy. Normally, midterm elections have a very low turnout, and a horrible economy and a midterm election combined usually goes to the opposite party, which is creating the most damage right now, which is the Democrat Party. It is going to take a tidal wave. It is going to take more than an average turnout for Republicans to take back Nevada.
There's your next book title. It takes a tidal wave. It's like Hillary Clinton. It takes a village. Megan Barth, it takes a tidal wave for Republicans to win. That could be the reason we will actually win in Nevada this year, because it takes a tidal wave. It's going to be a tidal wave. That's why I'm worried that I'd be allowed an election. But we'll see. Megan Barth, her website is ReaganBabe.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.